Now, if you actually like the client and you want to work with them, then you could always say something along the lines of, "Hey client, I know that you want to be roughly around the $1,500 mark. Now, our normal fee is around $2,000, but I'd be happy to meet you halfway." Welcome friends, this is the Five Figure Freelance Podcast. I'm your host, Scott Lancaster, and in this episode, we are going to be covering the topic that every single freelancer has experienced at some point in their career. And if you haven't experienced this yet, then you are either extremely lucky or you haven't been doing freelancing for very long. And that is the topic of how to handle clients asking for a discount. Now listen, no matter what type of service you offer, you are always going to find a client that wants a discount, just needs that little bit off the full price just to make sure they are getting the best deal possible. Now, I've came across my fair share of clients over time, and what I've learned over the past decade of being a freelancer and working at one of the biggest branding slash marketing firms in the UK is that when it comes to discounts, there are specific ways to handle the situation properly. And there are also certain reasons why clients ask for a discount in the first place, which we will cover in this episode. But by the end of this episode, you will understand how and when to handle a client in a very particular way to help you get the best solution possible for you when it comes to clients asking you for a discount for your service. But let's start with why clients ask for a discount in the first place. Now, this could be for many different reasons, but one of the most common reasons is that the client knows they can get that service somewhere else for cheaper. And they want to work with you because you have high quality work and you obviously have a higher quality of understanding and you can offer a better solution than the cheaper guys, but they just want to try and test their luck and basically get you at a discounted price. Now, another reason why a client may be asking for a discount is because they generally just always ask for a discount. They always just want to test their luck and just try and get that little bit of money off just to try and save and put that money elsewhere. And on the other hand, there are also clients who are genuinely on a very strict budget. And you can usually tell which clients are being genuine and which clients are just trying to get a discount for the sake of getting a discount. And if a client is on a slightly smaller budget than you would generally like to work with, then it's your decision to make in regards to if you think that client is going to add value in the form of their project being really great on your portfolio, or maybe they're just really nice to work with, or maybe they're just, you know, a really interesting project that you want to get your teeth into. You have to make that decision based on how you feel about that client. And listen, you're going to make mistakes sometimes. You're going to, you know, take on a client who's going to be an absolute nightmare. And at that point, that's going to be a situation where you have to disembark from the actual project and essentially fire the client. That will be a topic for a different episode, which I will cover probably in a few weeks. So make sure you stay tuned, subscribe, and I will cover that in a future episode. So what do you actually do when the client asks for a discount? Now, I'll tell you a few ways that I personally approach it, but it all actually depends on your position and your level of expertise and how much credibility you actually have as a freelancer. For example, if you've just started out, then it may be worthwhile taking on the project at a discount so you can get more experience. However, if you've been doing freelancing for quite a while and you have, you know, a good amount of money saved up so you don't have to take on the project, then it could actually be more worthwhile to say no to the project and just let that project pass you by because it doesn't really fulfill your fees and the regular amount of income that you would generally request for that type of work, and instead just work on business development like redesigning your website or just updating your portfolio. So the reality is there is no one-size-fits-all approach for how to handle clients asking for a discount, but it does depend on what stage you're at within your business to ultimately decide whether it's worthwhile taking the project at a discount or trying to meet the client halfway between your regular price and the discount that they need. This is actually a pretty nice little method that I think works generally quite well. So for example, if a client says, "Oh, I can't spend $2,000 on this project. I actually only had around $1,500 to spend on this project. I can understand that we're quite far away, so maybe we can't work together." And basically what they're trying to do is they're trying to anchor you to a lower price point. Now, if you actually like the client and you want to work with them, then you could always say something along the lines of, "Hey client, I know that you want to be roughly around the $1,500 mark. Now, our normal fee is around $2,000, but to be honest, I'm really interested in working with you and I'd like to see what we can do together. So I'd be happy to meet you halfway at $1,750. If that works for you, I know it's a little bit outside of your budget, but if you can make that work, then I'm happy to take the cut as well and we can both start the project when you're ready. Now, this shows a little bit of flexibility on your side, and therefore the client usually will show a little bit of flexibility their side as well. Now, if the client just doesn't seem very interesting, or the project just doesn't seem interesting to you, and you kind of don't really want to win the project anyway, then you can always just stick to your price. That is always an option. And by the way, if you want my freelance finance worksheet, DM me on Instagram. My Instagram handle is thescottlancaster. And if you DM me the word money to my Instagram, which is thescottlancaster, I will send you my freelance financial organizer, which will basically allow you to effortlessly grow your wealth, build your business, and know exactly where your money is going and coming from. Now, this last method is one which I've been using a lot more recently, but it's basically to reduce the scope of the deliverables to match the amount that your client can afford. So for example, if you were going to design 3 logos for your client to choose from for $2,000 and they only had $1,500, then you would maybe suggest something like, hey client, I know that you only want to spend $1,500 and I really want to work with you. I really think we can make something special together. But I think to get to that point, we'd maybe have to reduce the scope of the project a little bit so we could save a little bit of time and therefore save you some money. So how does it sound if we meet at $1,500 and instead of 3 concepts of the logo, we can design 2? And a great thing as well is when you're actually speaking to a client and you're trying to ultimately close them in regards to a package or a deal, then don't ask them, do you want to go ahead? Just assume that they're going to go ahead. Now, regardless of what you say, they're going to either go ahead or not. If they want to go ahead and actually work with you, then they're going to work with you. You're not going to be able to put a gun to their head and force them to work with you because that's 1, illegal, and 2, it's just never going to leave a really great taste in the client's mouth. You need to be focused on customer service and really offering a great service so that your client knows they're always going to get great value. But it doesn't hurt to use something called a presumptive close, which basically means that when you offer something to a client, you can say something like, just let me know when you want to get started. I'll send over the PayPal link so that you have it ready when you're ready to go. And what that does is it shows confidence and it also just takes a step out of the process for the client so that instead of saying yes or no, they can either just choose yes or they can just completely ignore you. Now, I always use this because 1, it saves a lot of time. 2, I am very confident in the amount of value that I can provide to my clients so that if they don't want to work with me, then that's absolutely fine. I'm sure someone else will be more than happy to take that money. But I know that my clients really value what I can offer them, and I understand how to convey that and communicate with them in a way that makes them feel at ease because they know that I'm going to take care of them. And usually if a client knows that you're going to take care of them and they have your support and your guidance and your expertise behind them, then they're usually going to be willing to pay a lot more anyway. So hopefully you don't have to discount, but if you do, then hopefully this episode has helped you just understand a little bit more about how to navigate through those waters. Thank you so much for tuning in. I really appreciate it. Make sure you subscribe, leave a review on this podcast if you have 2 seconds spare, and I will see you very soon in the next episode.